The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Taf Ayin Dalet. The Gemara says, Minayin l'maisa sheni shenitma shemutu l'soichai. How do we know that maisa sheni, that's tamei, is mutter b'sicha? It's mutter to rub something that usually rubbed, that doesn't use that sicha, like shemen, on his body. Says the Gemara, that maisa sheni, that's tamei, is not supposed to be eaten. Maisa sheni is only supposed to eat when it's tar. Maisa sheni, that's tamei, you paid it, you transfer the kedusha. You remove the kedusha from the maaser sheni and put it onto money, and then you take the money and buy something else that's tar to eat. So the chiddush of the Gemara says, even though maaser sheni shenitma, usually you take the kedusha off it, that we don't, there's nothing that's supposed to be done, nothing that's allowed to be done with maaser sheni that's tamei, still the Gemara says that you're allowed to take maaser sheni that's tamei and use it for sicha. It's not only maaser sheni that's tar which is used for sicha, even maaser sheni that's tamei is kosher for sicha. The Gemara darshens this because the pasuk says on Nesati Venu Lemeis, you're not allowed to take Ma'aser Sheni and use it for purposes of a mace. Halachai Dumi the mace Nesati. And the Gemara says that the pasuk is referring to something which can be equally done to a live person or a dead person, which the Gemara says is sicha, because a dead person obviously can't be talking about achila or shtiya, eating or drinking, which is something a person who's not alive cannot do. So the pasuk is talking about sticha, and the pasuk says it's only also to do it for somebody who is not alive, someone who's dead, for a mace, but if someone who's a chai, doing the mace, someone who's alive, the halacha is that he is allowed to be sach with the mace sheni that's tamei. Now, the chiddush of the Gemara, when the Gemara says, I need a pasuk to tell me that mace sheni shenitma is mutter b'sticha, that means if I wouldn't have had this pasuk, I would have said that it's not allowed. Why would I have said that it's not allowed? So there's a machloikis between Rashi and Tosis, how to understand this Gemara. Rashi says the chiddush that you can take ma'aser sheni that's tamei and use it for sicha is because in general we have a rule called terakula. The rule is sicha kishtia. We compare sicha, rubbing something on your body, is just as if a person were to drink it. So, for instance, we say that it's also for a person to eat and drink on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says that just like it's also for a person to eat and drink on Yom Kippur, hu adin, it's also for a person to rub something on his body on Yom Kippur, that's sicha. And the Gemara learns that from a pasuk over there, that we say sicha kishtia, that rubbing something on your body is just like drinking it. And since sicha kishtia is just like drinking it, so just like you're not allowed to drink on Yom Kippur, hu adin, you're not allowed to rub something on your body. In fact, there's a discussion how far we take this halach of sicha kishtia. Does this apply to other things that you're not allowed to eat? Machalos asuris. It's a big discussion in the Paiskim. In the Mishnah Berurah also discusses it. There's a discussion if you would have a food or something that is aser to eat and yet would still be mutter b'hana, like many different types of yisurim that are aser b'achila mutter b'hana. There'd be discussion in the Paiskim if you would say sicha kishtia, would you be allowed to turn it into something like soap and use it, rub it on your body or not? That's a discussion. Kaponim, so Rashi says over here that in general there's a rule of sicha kishtia. So the rule of sicha kishtia would say that something you're not allowed to eat or drink, you're not allowed to be soch. As we said previously, ma'isa sheni that's tamei, you're not allowed to eat. Instead, you're supposed to be paided. If that's the case, then it would think that just like you're not allowed to eat ma'aser sheni that's tamei, you would also not be allowed to be soch, use ma'aser sheni shenitma for sicha, because of the cloud, this rule of sicha kishtia. Therefore, says Rashi, that's why the Gemara needs to darshan a pasuk. We're learning out of a pasuk over here, l'nisat menu l'meis, that even though you would have thought that there's a rule of sicha kishtia, still, says the Gemara over here, l'nisat menu l'meis, that you're allowed to take ma'aser sheni shenitma, and it's mutter b'sicha. An exception to the rule of sicha kishtia, b'chol ha'Torah kula. This is the opinion of Rashi. Tosis disagrees with Rashi. Tosis says that the reason why you need a pasuk. Tosis says, I would have a havim, you know. If not for this pasuk, I would have said that ma'aser sheni that's tamei would not be mutter b'sicha. Because, says Tosis, there's a pasuk that we say also in the Vidya of Vidya Ma'aser. Pasuk says, le'bi'arti mimenu b'tamei. Person brings his meisers to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, and he says, Vidi Meiser, he has to declare, in the Beis Hamikdash that I did not take any of the Ma'aser Sheni, and I loy bi'arti, I did not destroy it, I did not use it up b'tamei, when either I was tamei, the person is tamei, or if the Ma'aser Sheni is tamei. So a person has to testify, he has to specify in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Ma'aser Sheni, he didn't take any Ma'aser Sheni that was tamei, and he didn't eat it, or do something else with it that would use it up. So therefore, says Tosfos, you see from this pasuk, you're not allowed to take Ma'aser Sheni, that's tamei, and use it up. Instead, as we said earlier, you're supposed to take the Ma'aser Sheni and be paided, transfer its kedusha, and that way the Ma'aser Sheni only gets used up when it's tar. I transfer the kedusha onto something else which is tar, and use it up when it's tar, not when it's tamei. Says Tosfos, so if I take Ma'aser Sheni, that's tamei, and I rub it on my body, I'm using it up. After you rub it, it's gone. It's disappeared. It's used up. So you would think that it should be aser because of the pasuk loy bi'arti mimenu b'tamei. Melo says the Gemara with Gnarshin a pasuk that afal pike, even though other ways of destroying ma'aser sheni that's tamei are not allowed or aser, yet ma'aser sheni that's tamei sicha is mutter. So these are the opinion of Rashi and the opinion of Tosfos. How will we understand this machloekes between Rashi and Tosfos? Why, more specifically, why does Rashi not agree to Tosfos? If it's pasuk, the pasuk says the viarti menu b'tamei, and it says explicitly in the Torah that you're not allowed to take ma'aser sheni, that's tamei, and use it up, then obviously that's why I would need a pasuk to say that it's mutter. If I didn't have a pasuk, it would be aser. Why did Rashi have to say that the havamina of the Gemara is because of a rule that applies to Kol Torah Kula, not specifically by Ma'aser Sheni? You have a Beferish of Pasuk by Ma'aser Sheni. So, most likely, the reason why Rashi didn't learn like Tosfos is because this halacha that Tosfos says is not really so clear. This halacha is actually totally in a machlokes Rishonim. Tosfos says that the Pasuk by Bi'arti Menu B'Tamei is the source for a lav, an iser, in the Torah that you're not allowed to use up ma'aser sheni b'tum. Now, the Torah doesn't actually say that it's aser, you are not allowed to use up ma'aser sheni b'tum. That's not exactly what the Torah says. The Torah says that you're supposed to go to the Beis HaMikdash after the end of the third and seventh year, and you're supposed to go and declare in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you're supposed to say a list of things, and one of the things it says over there in the beginning of Parshas Kisavai, you're supposed to say, Loi bi'arti menu b'tamei, you can declare, I did not use it up b'tumah. That's not a lav. Usually when the Torah says, you're not allowed to do something, the Torah says, don't eat. The Torah says, don't eat chaylev. The Torah says, don't eat nevelo. Don't eat basar b'cholov. The Torah says specifically a command not to do something, so then we know that the Torah is saying something is aser. Over here, the Torah doesn't say explicitly, don't do this, you're not allowed to do this. What the Torah says is, the Torah implies that it's something that's not a good thing to do, because the Torah says that a person should get up and say, I did not do this. So the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Eish Sheirish, says, he has a different term for this. This is not called a lav, this is called a shlila. This is called the absence. The Torah is saying that something is not supposed to be done, but it's not an actual commandment. The Torah is not actually commanding you to do something. So the Rambam over there, the entire eighth sherish of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos is dedicated to saying, explaining this rule, that it, generally speaking, something that's a shlila, something that's not a command, will not be counted as a mitzvah. And he has many different examples of things that are not really commandments, even though in Lashon HaKodesh it's hard to write the difference between a commandment and a shlila. Over here it says, loy bi'arti. The word loy is used the same, even though in English you would say that you would translate it differently. So something that would be a commandment, you'd say, you should not do this. And loy bi'arti menu means, I did not do this. A kopanim loshen kodesh, you have to explain from the context and you'll understand whether something is a shlila or a lav. So with Derek Klau, the Rambam says, we do not count shlilas as a mitzvah. However, the Rambam at the end of the Sheirish says that this pasuk, loy bi'arti menu b'tamei, is an exception. Even though, generally speaking, because it's a shlila, it should not be counted as a lav. However, says the Rambam, since the Torah is saying that a person is mechuyiv to get up and say this and make this declaration, so it's clear from the Torah that the Torah means to imply that you're not supposed to say this, that I did not destroy any ma'aser sheni b'tumah. You see from here that you're not allowed to do it. So it's clear from the pasuk that this pasuk is not merely a shlila. It's a shlila that implies that there's also a commandment behind it. So therefore, the Rambam says that therefore we can count the Biyarat Ben Batami as a lav, and in fact, the Rambam counts this as one of the 613 mitzvahs. The Rambam counts it, and he brings it down Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, that you're in specific iser to destroy your use of Ma'aser Sheni v'tumah, which is exactly what Taisus says in our sugya, and that is the opinion of Taisus. However, not everyone agrees with the Rambam. The Ramban over there in his Hasagas, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, disagrees with the Rambam, and even though he agrees with the general rule that something which is a shlila and is not a commandment is not considered a mitzvah, but he says this applies even to the pasuk of Liyarti Menu B'Tomei. Even the pasuk of Liyarti Menu B'Tomei, since it's not an outright commandment, it's not a tzivui, it's only a shlila, it's only a statement of something that I didn't do. Therefore, says the Ramban, we cannot count this as a specific mitzvah, that is a specific lav, not to destroy or use up ma'aser sheni b'tumah. So therefore, there's a disagreement between the Rambam and the Ramban whether the biyarti menu b'tumah is in fact a lav, and in fact if it's one of the tariq mitzvahs or not. What is Rashi's opinion in this machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramban? What does Rashi hold? Does Rashi hold that something which is a shlila, like the biyarti menu b'tumah, does Rashi hold that it should be counted as a mitzvah, or does Rashi hold it should not be counted as a mitzvah? So in fact, we find there's a Rashi in Pesachim Adaf Chof Dalim and Aleph, and Rashi discusses a different pasuk that's also one of the psukim of Vidui Ma'aser. In fact, Rashi says in Pesachim that this actual pasuk of biyarti menu b'tumah cannot be used as a makar not to use up ma'aser sheni b'tumah. Rashi over there says that the pasuk, that if there is a makar not to eat ma'aser sheni when a person is tameh, Rashi says the makar cannot be from the pasuk of biyarti menu b'tumah, because it's not a lav, it's only a shlila. Vidui ba'almahu, Rashi calls it. It's only a vidui, it's only a statement. Therefore, Rashi says that the makar is a different pasuk, and he says the makar is a pasuk like suchalecho b'sharecho, that the Gemara makes a drosha, that you're not allowed to take something like ma'aser sheni and eat it when the person himself is tamei. So therefore, we see clearly that Rashi holds in this instance of the pasuk lebiyarti menu b'tamei is in fact not a lav and cannot be counted as a lav. In fact, the lav is a different pasuk like suchalecho b'sharecho. That pasuk, the suchalecho b'sharecho, is limited because the pasuk is discussing eating ma'aser sheni when the person's guf is tameh. The pasuk is not necessarily discussing any form of using up or destroying ma'aser sheni. So therefore, we see clearly that Rashi cannot hold like Tosis in our sugya. Rashi can't explain the Gemara like Tosis. Tosis says the chiddush of the Gemara is because I would have thought that by darshan I see from the pasuk of biyarti menu b'tameh that it's also to use up ma'aser sheni b'tumah, so therefore you would not be allowed to use ma'aser sheni for sich. And we see that Rashi disagrees with Taisus because Rashi does not hold like the Rambam. Rashi holds like the Ramban, as we see explicitly in Rashi Yimsachim, the Handaf Chav Dalet. So therefore, the Rashi had to come on to a new reason, and Rashi said the general reason of Sicha Kishtiyah will apply, and that's the reason why, if I wouldn't have had a pasuk, I would have said this is us.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.